This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
With the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka this morning, and our embassy and other parts of this government are offering all possible assistance to Americans and the Sri Lankan government alike. We urge that any evildoers be brought to justice expeditiously, and America is prepared to support that.
Mike Pompeo talking about the horrible bombings in Sri Lanka. Americans caught in the middle of that sad stories about those who died and those who were injured. What a way to kick off this show. Kate Delaney, hope you all had a fabulous Easter. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Bob, just terrible what happened in Sri Lanka, and they're saying a jihadist group is behind this blast that killed 290 people, and as I mentioned, including Americans.
Well, it is terrible, Kate, and, you know, there were three blasts at a church and then three at a hotel and then two others, one guest house and then one other place. And then they said there was large caches of detonators that were found. I mean, this was really a massive, horrible plot. And, of course, they were warned around April the 4th of this, and the prime minister and his cabinet actually they weren't told. But there were people within the government that were, you know, actually even given names. But it's a local, you know, in-country Islamist group, and it's just one of the most horrific things I think that we can recall in the last few years that's happened to people.
Yeah, so when you know, when you're in Congress and you were there for so many years, and this discussion comes up again and again about terrorism and then Americans caught in this, and just like we said, a very sad situation, how should America respond? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I mean, in the case of Sri Lanka, you know, we have sympathy. We provide any information, you know, that we can, of course, and then support, you know, for the country. As far as our own country, I always think it was a balance. We have to have safety and security, but we have to have freedom. You know, we went through this in the House, Kate. Steny Hoyer and I, he was my ranking member. Steny and I were in charge of security, and then Congressman Larson and I. And we always had to have a balance because I think, you know, you have to really watch. You can't make everything a fortress and restrict everybody from everywhere. So you have to do your best. Try to always beef up intelligence. In this case, they had the intel. Somebody's got to learn to be able to, you know, utilize it and, you know, try to prevent wherever possible.
Yeah, and like you said, there you go. They had the intel, and that's the sad, sad part about this.
Right.
Okay, on the heels of this, you've got, of course, what's happening with immigration and the president ordering crackdown on visa overstays, et cetera. So this is, you know, we're getting serious here. There's no doubt about it. That was, you and I have talked about this so many times, that the president, when he was running, was talking about cracking down on immigration. There's no let up on this, is there?
Well, no, there isn't. And if you look at the history of this in our modern times, you know, with Clinton, Bush, Obama, and now Trump, I mean, we have to face the fact that there's no comprehensive immigration reform. So whether these are things that presidents do that people like or they don't like, each administration is having to tackle a lot of this because the Congress fails. And with the presidents, but they fail to come up with some type of comprehensive immigration reform. So, you know, they react. Under Obama, people were deported. It wasn't like it stopped. But each president has a different, you know, tactic. With Trump, obviously, it's, you know, so focused on immigration. We hear about it more and more and more. But, yes, he is tackling a lot of the overstays. And, of course, then, you know, we think it's wall versus no wall. There's so much more to it that a presidency has to decide.
Yeah, absolutely. So then this, Elizabeth Warren, of course, is running for president on the Democratic side. She drops a bombshell in a sense that some really are embracing and some are upset with, and a lot of this is on party lines, but Elizabeth Warren rolled out a student loan debt forgiveness plan. Here's what she had to say, Bob.
There's a real access problem for low-income students, for students of color, and that is, it's not just paying the tuition, it's how they pay for books, it's how they pay for the expenses of having a baby taken care of if they already have a child at home, or being able to cover commuting expenses, or maybe it's a chance to live in a dorm.
All right, so the controversial part of this is that people who struggle to pay, to break through, to do all that, feel like it's not fair that others would be able to have it all forgiven. What do you say? Would this work economically even?
Well, you know, just what she said here, Kate, students of color and low income, and yes, they have problems, but she has to understand something. Bernie Sanders understands this when he came out a couple of years ago about students. It's not just students of color and low income. It's almost all students, unless you're rich. I mean, students are indentured servants. So there are programs, though. Let's face it, you know, if Pell Grants, different programs, if you don't have any money, not that it's easy, you still have to have books and things, but I think it's broader than just a couple of groups that she defines. But then again, just forgiving everything and, you know, costing almost $1 trillion isn't a practical thing. I think there needs to be reform, and again, people are like indentured servants, but look, Elizabeth Warren is struggling right now. She's come out with impeachment. She's come out with this. There's a way to help, but her way's not, frankly, practical on the students to just spend almost $1 trillion. But her campaign is in desperate problem, so that's why she's taking this step. But let's face it, Bernie Sanders started this issue and this debate on students a while back.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's this, the House Judiciary Committee issued a subpoena Monday to President Trump's former White House counsel, Don McGahn. They're looking for testimony about the president's effort to thwart the special counsel's investigation into this whole Russian interference thing again. Does this go anywhere?
You know, my. I mean, look, $30 million was spent by Robert Mueller. He did a report. We know what's in there. What was redacted, he actually agreed to redact. So they've got the information they need. They need to bring him in and say, why didn't you indict? Could you have indicted? They can do that path to recreate the wheel here. I promise you, and you and I spoke about, before Nancy Pelosi got sworn in as Speaker, Kate, you and I spoke about the fact she wouldn't impeach, right? And we were correct twice now on it.
Yeah.
And as far as this issue goes, Nancy Pelosi, I don't think, is going to let Chairman Nadler or anybody else recreate the wheel. Can you imagine if he tries to bring McGahn and them in, and then he spends 5 to 6 months trying to come to the same conclusion that he's got in front of him with Robert Mueller? I think it's a dead-end road.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bob Ney, as always, terrific stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Hey, coming up on the show, Scott Bailyn is going to join us. He spent more than 40 years or so involved in any kind of the issues related to tobacco and public health. And, of course, we've got this burning thing happening in California. The State Health Committee, for those of you listening there, approved Senate Bill 38, which would ban the sale of flavored tobacco in California. Hang through. We're talking about vaping, peeps. That's next.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The flavored tobaccos. I've noticed it a lot around me. I was just on the road speaking, as many of you know, and I did the show from Savannah, and a lot of the people that I was around were vaping. And it's interesting, in California, they're trying to put the hammer down on that. A new law would ban the sale of flavored tobacco in California. So Scott Ballin joins us now, and he spent, as I said before, decades and decades involved in lots of issues related to tobacco and public health, and this is what we're talking about. The 100,000 plus of California's former adult smokers that they say would potentially be pushed back because of this proposed legislation. Why? Because the theory is if you vape and you do the flavored tobacco thing, you're getting off of nicotine, and it's much better to wean yourself off of it and go in that direction. So, Scott, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's a pleasure. Good to be back.
Let's talk about where we are with this whole new law thing and what's happened here, because the California Senate Health Committee did approve that Senate Bill 38. So what does that mean?
Well, you know, this the whole issue of flavorings has become a very hot national, state, and local issue. And a lot of it's because of the concerns about the fact that a lot of adolescents are vaping more and more, trying e-cigarettes, and a lot of these e-cigarettes do have flavors in them. So a lot of people feel that the solution is to ban the flavors in these products, to take away the enticement.
I understand that, and I fully agree that no child, no adolescent should use any tobacco or nicotine product. But I think there are also benefits to having responsible flavor products out there for the 30 million. We forget that there's 30 million adults out there smoking deadly cigarettes. Cigarette smoking is the real problem in this country, and even the commissioner of FDA and others have said that vaping may be part of the solution to helping them get off that deadly cigarette habit. And in order to do that, you have to have products that are consumer acceptable, and that includes having products that have flavors in them. So where do you draw the lines is the real challenge presented.
Yeah, the big question is, and I could almost answer this myself, but why is the government poking around in this and getting involved and trying to ban the flavors in tobacco products? Because they want their piece of the pie?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of my colleagues, and I've been in this this fight for a long time with big tobacco, and I think they're fearful that we're seeing a new industry develop that's not just big tobacco, but it's a lot of other middle to medium and small companies that are potentially taking advantage and selling products that are addictive. And I think that since we do have a regulatory agency like the FDA in place, we can talk about having a win-win situation, doing more to prevent any adolescent from using any tobacco products, taking away the aggressive marketing of these products using the flavors, but also making sure we're providing the smoker with alternatives that are consumer acceptable and responsibly labeled and marketed. I mean, we have and have had for years gums and lozenges made by companies called nicotine replacement products. It's nicotine derived from the tobacco, and it's got flavors. And so they always have had flavors, and no one has ever raised a concern about that. I think it's the abuse in the marketplace at the moment that we should be looking at. Cracking down with enforcement on illegal sales to children and youth, also reining in some of the aggressive, outrageous marketing that's happening. But I don't think a ban is the way to go at this point. We have a lot to discuss, and I think we can have a win-win solution here if we take away the emotion and rhetoric that's clearly out there at the moment.
Yeah, and you've talked about this in touching on why would they jump into it, but this would, I think, affect a lot of businesses in California. What do you think?
Well, I think it is, and I think that the horse has gotten out of the barn, and I would like to see some discussions take place, not only at the state level, but by the FDA to try to figure out how to rein some of this back, get the horse back in the barn. There are so many people that will be affected, small businesses, and vape shops have popped up all over this country. That's good, bad, or indifferent, but it's a reality that we have to deal with. And there are lots of small businesses that are actually manufacturing. Now, a lot of these companies probably shouldn't be out there. They're cutting corners and taking advantage of the marketplace. I think responsible marketing, responsible development and sales of vaping products is here to stay. So let's talk about what that's supposed to look like. And obviously, I think government does have some role in this, especially when you're dealing with a product like nicotine that is addictive. But people still do not understand that it's not the nicotine that kills you. Most people I talk to, educated, say, oh, when I say, what's the problem with smoking and all these products? Well, nicotine kills you. Well, it's not. It's addictive, but it's not the agent that kills or gives you cancer.
Well said. Absolutely. And for those that have weaned themselves off in that direction, you have even the CDC saying that it can be effective in helping smokers quit. So you look at the number that you mentioned to us in the beginning, and this is the substitute. Boy, that to me, that's scary, because whatever gets you off nicotine, and I think it's one of the toughest things, don't you think so, Scott, to get, kick that habit. If that helps you wean yourself off of it, I'd be so hard-pressed to take away smoke sensation aids.
Absolutely, and we do need to regulate these various products, no question. But this is a new era, and we're not just talking about combustible tobacco products anymore. We're talking about new technologies and new innovation, and this is something that the former Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has mentioned over and over again. Even as he's going after the concerns about youth, he said, we need innovation, we need these new products, and we need to make these products available to those 30 million addicted adult smokers. They're the ones that, 480,000 deaths a year from smoking in this country.
Wow.
Still the single most preventable cause of death in this country. So we need to do more. We need to give them alternatives to get them off the nicotine that's in the cigarette.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Scott, thanks so much, as always, for popping on again. We appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure, Kate.
And, of course, he's a health policy consultant and, like I said, has all those decades that he has been involved in things related to tobacco and public health. And, of course, you talk about, anything from these nicotine issues, and Scott worked on that, from labeling reforms on cigarettes and smokeless tobacco products to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulations of tobacco and the excise taxes and the clean indoor air laws and the tobacco ag reforms. I mean, this is a hot topic right now. I'm sure some of you listening, perhaps in Portland or listening to us in California or many of the other areas where we are in Kentucky, I'm not trying to point anyone out or leave anyone out, but I've been traveling a lot and I've noticed there's lots of vaping going on, whether it's the Lyft driver, whether it's the people I'm around in an after-dinner situation. And certainly, if I was going to say demographically, lots of millennials are vaping. And I do think of the cigarette thing. I was not a smoker, but as a little kid, I can remember my grandmother smoking and my great-grandmother smoking, and my great-grandmother lived to be pretty old, but my grandmother didn't. And, there was certainly, we know the dangers of nicotine, how addicting it is, and then ultimately the diseases that people get the worst, of course, cancer, lung cancer, horrible emphysema, COPD, where people can't breathe. And I'm for choice. I'm for people having the ability, because I'm the voice of reason, right, to make decisions. And in this case, when I have been told and I've looked at some of the figures and I see what the CDC has released and I comb through all the statistics, boy, there is definitely truth in the weaning factor. And then ultimately, what does it mean? If the flavor ban is put into place, the people have used safer flavored smokeless or vaping products to quit smoking. What does that do to them? Because that, to me, is such a serious and very sad, by the way, addiction. Hard to kick, from what I understand. Luckily, not having that particular addiction myself, let's say it that way. All right, stay with us. I'm hanging with you on the flip side. More about that horrible bombing in Sri Lanka.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is stonewalling in the face of congressional demands for information on tax returns, Russia, and security clearances.
But we're fighting all the subpoenas. Look, these aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020.
House Oversight Chair Elijah Cummings.
I think that what the president is doing is extremely dangerous. He's basically trying to take away the power of the Congress.
A California man has been jailed on 8 counts of attempted murder after authorities say he drove his car through a crosswalk, injuring 8 people. A 13-year-old girl remains in critical condition. The Sunnyvale Public Safety Chief said there is no evidence linking Isaiah Joel Peoples to known terrorist organizations. According to witnesses, the Tuesday crash appeared deliberate. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It was the bombing of Sri Lanka, one of the bombs that went off anyway, the van exploding. You know, this is a beautiful place, and can you imagine it just shattered by this? Suicide bombers were part of this domestic militant group that might have international ties, they say, coordinated the whole thing, carried out these deadly bombings at churches and luxury hotels. And you had 7 members of the radical Muslim group National Fofek Jamaat killed at least 290 people, injured 500 on Easter Sunday. So the U.S. State Department released the fact that at least 4 Americans were killed and several seriously injured. Sadly, a 5th grade child was among those killed, a 5th grader, a Denver businessman who was only 40 years old and was excited, had just taken a long trip and was checking into his hotel when that happened. And the 5th grader went to a school called Sidwell in Washington, Sidwell Friends, where Sasha and Malia Obama went to school, so you might have heard of the name of the school. Chelsea Clinton also went there and can you imagine, so young, to have your life snuffed out by some crazed, wacky, out-of-control terrorist network bombings that apparently there were warnings about this. And then I mentioned the 40-year-old Dieter Kowalski is the guy's name, who worked for an international education company, Pearson, and he had just gotten to the hotel. He was, you know, weary from traveling for this business trip. And then he was killed when, where he was staying. He was staying at the Shangri-La in Colombo, which is a well-known place, and that's where the suicide bomber detonated an explosive in a third-floor restaurant of the hotel, and he was standing in a breakfast line when it went off. His mother talked to some people about that and some more of that story, because he had checked in with everyone, had gotten out, and he was a senior leader in this company, and he was there as part of a technical service team, and they called him kind of the fix-it man. That's what he did, and boy, that is just the saddest of sad, huh? So random, the act, and then what do you do except for the warnings, and what did they do with the warnings? And there's going to be so many questions about that, and, you know, you had lots of reaction, of course, to it, and that includes, you had Kellyanne Conway, who said that, you know, on Monday, criticized Hillary Clinton and the former President Obama, Barack Obama, for referring on Twitter to victims in Sri Lanka's Easter church bombing attacks as Easter worshipers. She said should have been, you know, rather than Christians. And so now we have that whole argument about the Christians and not saying, remember the whole thing about radical Islamic terrorists, and she threw this in because she was on Fox and Friends, and she said she knew the Clintons would lose to Trump because she would never say the term radical Islamic terrorists when she was speaking at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. I mean, what is... regardless of what you're labeling the people, any of that kind of stuff, I'm just talking about some of the reaction to it. I mean, look, there's evil, unbelievably despicable, horrific words I can't even describe, people, and they have these outrageous ideological moments in their religion, or what they're hiding behind their religion, and these things are happening, and it's just... it's a horrific place for people to be, for us to be. I mean, you know, you add this up, and here we go again, senseless loss of life. And really, no way to, I think, fill the gap for the grieving victims, because of all the things that we hold dear, and of course, life is so precious, right? Every day you get up, boom, there's another day to do something exciting, better, whatever. And to have it in an instant gone as you're happily learning something new as a fifth grader, traveling abroad, boom, that happens. You're on a business trip, weary, standing in a breakfast line, gone in a second. Ugh, just outrageous. And ties to who has ties to these bombings and whatnot, they can't get to them fast enough. And you look at what was left, and the death toll kept rising and rising and rising. And there have been all these warnings from foreign intelligence agencies about these attacks. There were people named in intelligence reports that were among those that were arrested. Some of the names in the reports had died during the attacks. And their answer to this was, the Sri Lanka health minister says, we don't see how a small organization can do all of this. We're investigating international support for the group and their other links. I mean, it's got to be a very uneasy feeling that has now rippled through that nation. Because if you think about it, it had been a while since they had any kind of serious conflict. So here's what's even beyond what I just said. They recovered 87 low-explosive detonators abandoned at a bus stand in an area of the Capitol. 87. A bomb disposal squad had a controlled explosion in the Capitol after finding explosives in an abandoned car. So, of course, you have the usual thing where you have world leaders condemning the attack, offering support. Because it wasn't just Americans that were killed. You had others from India, Portugal, Turkey, Australia, Japan, the UK. And then there was 25 unidentified bodies that they think were foreigners that are in a morgue. And they were mostly people that were at these hotels in the capital. And trust me, in some of those areas, it wasn't. There was certainly, it didn't matter your economic value, there were very wealthy people that were killed among those in this, you know, in this bombing in the hotel, including a billionaire fashion tycoon and Denmark's wealthiest man, lost three of his four kids. And they're just outraged by all of this, but yet there's, what are you going to do? There's a nationwide curfew. They blocked social media. Facebook and WhatsApp was blocked. The Colombo Stock Exchange was on hold on Monday. Schools are closed for a couple of days. People traveling there are being told to arrive way before their flights, an additional 2 to 3 hours more. So this is going to push that government, that's for sure. Because there have been problems in the past. And Sri Lanka's economy has certainly chugged along and struggled, in fact, forcing the government to take out a $1.5 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. They had one of their slowest quarters in years in December. So this is bad news for a country that used to be able to rely somewhat on tourism. When you see things like this, it doesn't make you want to go over to Sri Lanka, which was known in the past to be such a calm, soothing, beautiful, beautiful place. And just horrible to see this again. I mean, we cannot 100% stomp out terrorism, and we know that. But when you have intel, certainly, isn't there? Wouldn't there have been a way to try to pick those people up before this happened? Maybe they couldn't have gotten every single bomb and device that went off, but perhaps some of it could have been stopped. Perhaps. But there was no follow-through in that. That we know of. But there was information on it, and there was information that was shared. And isn't that the goal? Share the information. Whether in this country we're saying share it between our own agencies or others are sharing the information they have with us. So would it all have been prevented? I certainly can't answer that, and who knows. But maybe something would have been prevented. Maybe. Because that's what you're hoping for. You're hoping for some kind of warning sign. You're hoping that you'll know not to go to this hotel or go to this area because this threat is very, very high. So then that becomes the other question. The warnings that you get from the State Department, do you look at them, heed them, and are they on target, really giving anybody a good shot at who might be traveling in an area to make a better decision on whether they should really go or not? As it may be just too risky. In the past, we've certainly had warnings about that area. All right, coming up, we're going to go a little lighter. We're going to invade the man cave. We haven't been there in a while, so we're knocking on the door. I'll be there, and I'll open it up for you when we come back.
The Hebrew
Cabo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to invade the bad game.
All right, we're in the man cave. And in the man cave, I have to tell you, this just happened before I cracked open this mic a short while ago. I was watching the Dallas Stars. I'm a big fan of the stick and the puck. I grew up in a family, and I've talked about this before, my uncle played professional hockey, and of all the sports, that was so emphasized to my family. So in overtime, it was the Stars beating the Predators, knocking them out in 6-1, the final score in OT. John Klingberg's overtime goal is what sealed the deal for them. It took 51 shots because PK Renna was unbelievable, and it was for the Preds in the Nets, but it was their night, that's for sure, so they move on. And this is what happens in the playoffs. somebody goes home and somebody wins. And it is kind of rough when you, I mean, they left it all out there, both of those teams. But I have to say that I was pretty excited about the fact that the Stars were able to, they were able to win it, move on, and not have to go to a game seven back in Nashville, because that would be very, very tough. And how about the Bucks? They finished the sweep of the Pistons for the first series win since 2001. Woohoo! I know I've got Bucks fans out there because you've sent me emails, so you have to be psyched about that victory. That's huge when you think of the history. Go back to your mind and think about that. And that was a very long time ago. In fact, 10 coaches have been there since the Bucks now have won this. But they did sweep them 127-104, and they did it at Little Caesars Arena. And there were a couple people that were just tremendous in the win, and, you know, Reggie Jackson scored 20 of his 26 points in the first half. And including one of those putbacks, that's one of the coolest things you see. And that happened before the halftime buzzer. And boy, oh boy, there was a sellout crowd. And they went absolutely crazy in Detroit, but it wasn't enough. So there you go. The Bucks sweep and they move on. Speaking of moving on, there's so many questions now about Tiger Woods, because Tiger Woods comes off of winning, you know, just a week ago, that tremendous Masters, and that's the conversation. If we're in the man cave, we're talking about the fact that could he win another major? Can he tie Jack Nicholas is 18 wins majors, because he's got 15 now, and he just was absolutely amazing in that, you know, in winning green jacket and coming up on the backside and being able to pull it out. And he again is just energized and has himself in great form. And Francesco Molinari fell apart at the wrong time, and it left that opening for Tiger to win. And I'm sure he's still celebrating when you have a drought like that. You got to think of it. You got 81 PGA Tour victories for Tiger Woods. That's crazy. 81. And then majors, 15. Five green jackets. Five green jackets. How tough it is to be able to win one for so many. And yet he makes it look almost easy when he was able to do it again. And so a week's gone by, and people, and we've had gone through Easter, and people are still talking about Tiger's win and what comes up with the next majors. In fact, I want you to roll back in your mind and think about that victory, and here's what Tiger had to say afterwards.
Just unreal. You know, just the whole tournament has meant so much to me over the years. Coming here in 95 for the first time and being able to play as an amateur, winning in 97, and then come full circle 22 years later, be able to do it again.
Think of that. That's a lot of time in between, isn't it? It's a lot of time in between. And the conversation I had tonight with, before I went on the air, I was a guest on Gary Jeff Walker's show on the legendary WLW in Cincinnati. And we talked about, does he win another one? Can he win another one? And I don't know that he beats Jack's record, but I do think he can win. I do think he can win another major. And I think the Masters showed that. What major it is, I don't know. But I think he pulls it out. I don't think it's going to be at the Open at Portrush, where I just visited when I was in Ireland. That looks like a really tough course, and that you could flip a coin for that. But oh my, oh my. I think he does go on to win another one. Don't think he beats Jack's record of 18. If he was lucky, he would tie it, but that'd be, it'd be pretty darn tough, let's put it that way. All right, I mentioned the playoffs and in the NBA, and we've moved from the NBA to the very beginning of the season because it still feels like the beginning when we're talking about Major League Baseball. Have you caught a game yet? Ooh, if you live near a ballpark, there is nothing like getting a good deal on tickets. It's still one of the more affordable sports. And the Philadelphia Phillies spent a lot of money to get Bryce Harper. So Bryce Harper has found himself ejected for the first time as a Philadelphia Philly. He struck out in his first two at-bats, and then he kind of reached over his boiling point, I guess, in the fourth inning of Monday's game against the Mets. So when Philly teammate Cesar Hernandez took a pitch he thought was high for a strike, Harper was yelling things from the dugout and got him tossed from the game. The home plate empire. It is an empire in the Empire State. The umpire heard what he was saying and was like, nah, I guess I'm going to toss him out. So that's exactly what he did. And it was his first ejection, as I said. And it's the first time a Phillies player had been ejected from a game in 4 years. So he's making history. He gets paid a whole bunch of money, the most that the Phillies fans have ever seen. And he gets ejected from a game. It becomes that guy who gets ejected because he didn't like what he saw. And then a sad note here, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s mom, Brenda Jackson, died after a battle with cancer. And it's interesting, Jackson was the daughter of NASCAR fabricator Robert Gee, who built cars for lots of racers, including the late Dale Earnhardt. She married him back in the 70s. They had two kids, Dale Jr., who I mentioned, and also a daughter who was with her mother, had been with her mother when the couple separated initially. And, you know, she often before that could be seen in stands or actually down in the pits or, you know, whatever. But apparently she was really suffering from cancer. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. posted on Twitter on Monday, "I'm glad her suffering has ended and she can be at peace. She would be in tears of happiness over the words of support and remembrance that she's been shown today," because she was a familiar figure around the tracks with her, not just because of who she had been married to, but because of the time that she spent, period, in the racing game. Music means that we got to wrap this up. We got to close the door to the man cave. And on this hour, thanks for joining us. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.